Hey geeks, welcome to episode 83 of It's All Geek to Me Radio. I'm your host, Kate. On this episode, Em and I talk about our thoughts on the first episode of Sense8, which is available right now on Netflix. The entire season dropped, I believe, earlier this month, but I could be wrong about that. So the entire season is up if you want to go and watch it. We had some interesting thoughts on the episode, and I watched it twice, Em watched it once, and we kind of discussed some things that I noticed on my second viewing and all that other stuff. So if you'd like, please email us at itsallgeektomeradio@gmail.com and tell us your thoughts on Sense8. Until then, enjoy the show. Okay, so no, honestly, watching it a second time gave me slightly different thoughts than the first time, and I think it's maybe because I was able to cut out what I remembered from the first time around and be like, oh yeah, this happened already, this is more important, and pay attention to the other smaller things.
Or was it because you were less disgruntled?
I wasn't disgruntled the first time I watched it.
You were so unhappy with it.
I was bored. I was bored again.
Mm.
It was just a different kind of boredom. There were a few things that I thought were interesting enough to give maybe the second episode a shot. After watching it a second time,
I promised that it gets better.
Yeah, you said that. And I never do this. Okay, guys, you know that I never do this. Em and I have a strict,
three episodes.
And like including the pilot or beyond the pilot, if you get to episode 3 and go, yeah, give me a fourth one. And then by the fourth one, you make up your mind. And I hit the end of this first episode and I went, nope. Nope, not even, no. I don't even want to try a second one. But I will say the premise is interesting, which I didn't quite understand a few things until I watched it a second time. Like I didn't really get that they were all connected.
I would like to point out that we were talking about Sense8.
Well, yes. Hopefully they know this if they read the title of the post.
Still. Which is a Netflix original show, which means all episodes are available for you all to watch.
Yes, you can go and binge it. I have a friend who is obsessed with it, which is what made me go, okay, I will give it a shot. It's like when they drop a season of Orange is the New Black. You can do it in a weekend. I think it's 10 episodes, did you say? I don't remember.
Perhaps.
I think it's 10. I don't remember. So, but anyway, what do you think?
I need to see more episodes before I can fully formulate an opinion.
But what did you think about this episode?
Well, I'm getting there. When it comes to this episode, I think also because it was the pilot and they were trying to squeeze so much information in, it was a little bit confusing.
Yeah, but were they? Because if this is a Netflix original series, do they do pilot season the same way every other network does? Or do they go, yes, we like the idea for this series, let's make it?
Sure. I mean, the people behind this series basically have a ton of money and just were like, whatever, we're doing this, we want to do this.
Yeah, you can kind of, they shot it in so many different locations.
Yes.
You just went, oh, you have a lot of money.
Yes.
Like, yes, there was a lot of money behind this show.
There was a lot of Germany.
A lot of Germany, yes.
So they basically had the money, wanted to do this, and decided to do it. They weren't really concerned with, like, pickup dates or finishing out any type of schedule, as far as the impression that I was given. It was more of a passion project for the people behind it.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie. The first episode, at least, that's what it feels like. Feels like someone had this wacky idea and they went, I'm going to go make this, just like every other indie filmmaker in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. So I did, okay, let me talk about what I actually did like about it before I get into what I didn't like about it.
Go on.
The chick that they show you at the very beginning who's going through like this weird I'm gonna die episode. I didn't.
Right.
So the part that I think kind of threw me with her character was when she says he's here, and ultimately like the detective or whoever it is that's walking in the door to find her about to kill herself appears like right behind her, like he's like the evil angel on her shoulder type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't understand his connection to it all, and I'm assuming that will be discussed in later episodes. Maybe it won't, but I'm assuming that will be shown to us later, because you didn't get anything incredibly solid from this episode. You got more of a little, this is how, like, each of these people are connected. This woman can see all of them, and once she finds all of them, they're going to be hunted down. Presumably by the cop dude.
Right, but not only that, but once she finds all of them, it appears they start finding each other.
Yeah, they...
Like, throughout the episode, they're showing little hints of how they're all
mm-hmm.
connected. Like, the cop... I don't know anyone's name on the show, by the way.
Me either. Me either.
As I was watching the show on IMDb trying to figure out who people were, and I was like, I don't know the names of any of these characters, because they're not really said.
They mention the DJ chick's name, and I forget it already, but I can tell you, at the end of my first viewing, I cared about three people. I cared about the voodoo chick in the beginning, who got connected to all of them, and I was like...
White dress.
Yeah, white dress lady. And then I cared about DJ chick, and handsome cop man at the end. And
Brian
I have
J. Smith.
Yes, I have to tell you, I have one... There was one line that was my favorite from the entire episode, and you're totally going to know why it was my favorite.
Mm.
Hold on, I'm pulling up my notes. I don't have extensive notes, just these. Oh, when they walk into, toward the end of the episode, you guys, if you haven't watched it yet, or maybe you have and you don't care, but if you haven't watched it yet and you want to go and watch it, just don't listen, because we're going to spoil some things. When the cops walk into the church in Chicago, which is where the woman killed herself.
Oh, I know
herself,
exactly which line this is.
Yes, you do. His partner goes, "Of all the partners, I end up with the Mulder wannabe." That was the best line.
That partner also made a Doctor Strange reference earlier.
Yes, he
in
did.
The episode.
Yes, he did. And when they made that reference, I was like, "When did they make this show? Did they know they were going to make the movie?" Like,
it was
not that it matters. Not that it matters.
No,
not
but it was
Marvel.
Before they knew the movie was being made.
There you go. Because I know it's not a Marvel production. But the other line that he says is, "Maybe she only shot herself in the fifth dimension, so we can't see the blood." I was like, they're totally making fun of sci-fi in a sci-fi show. I love
it. Which was kind of brilliant. I also, my favorite line, which was not really, just the one line that was said, aside from those two, that just made me kind of laugh out loud, was when the safecracker dude.
Yeah.
Takes a break from cracking the safe and is watching like the Euro equivalent of American Idol. And his henchman, I suppose, goes, "She'll never win. She looks like a camel. Camels never win."
Yes, I remember when he said it the first time and I bust out laughing as well.
Like, camels won't win.
It was awful. But so I will give you, it's kind of an interesting enough idea. Do you remember, I think it was last year sometime, Chris Carter did a pilot that was only released on Amazon, and then they never made it into a series. I forget the name of it even. But it was basically about Revelation, like the Revelation as in the book in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And the pilot was intriguing enough to make me want to watch the series, but they never made the series. That's kind of how I feel about this. Like, it was an interesting idea, and it's kind of got me interested enough to watch episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
But the supernatural aspect of it is what is intriguing to me. Like, the sci-fi nerd suddenly was like, oh, cool, so they're connected somehow. Are they all going to ultimately wind up in the same place?
Well, again,
or are they only
going to
see each other in these little visions?
I like the concept. But I think the first episode, they tried to get so much of it in. Like, there was so much they were trying to show you in the first episode.
Yeah, there was.
That I think... You need another couple episodes before you can decide whether or not it's something you like, because you just need to, like, this first episode was so jam-packed with information that, you know, they're trying to have you absorb. Like, there's the actor somewhere, and then there's the guy driving the bus, and then there's the Asian woman who has, you know, who's played down by her brother, I think, and yes, the cop whose father was killed by a gangbanger, and the transgender woman with her lesbian lover, and the Indian woman who's not in love with her fiance, and there was just so much information they were throwing at you that I think it would be hard to fully make a judgment on the show from just this episode.
And the other thing, I didn't pay attention. Are there 8 characters? Because I'm still trying to figure out why the name is Sense8. Is it because it's this 8th sense that we have, or are there 8 of them?
That is a very good question.
Like, I didn't take the time to count, I apologize. Mm. But it's, like, I couldn't figure out why they were calling it that from just this one episode. But I agree with you. Upon when I watched it the first time, maybe it was just that it was too much information being thrown at me and my brain shut off and went, nope, not interested, I'm bored. I don't know, because watching it a second time, I'm curious now. I want to know if we ever come face to face with the chick in the white dress. Do we ever figure out why it's called Sense8?
Is she the 8th? Because I can figure out. So wait, so we're doing some math here.
We're doing some math.
There's the actor. Mm-hmm. The Asian businesswoman.
Yep.
The tran.
Yep.
The Indian woman. Mm-hmm, that's 4. Hot cop. The DJ. And then the safe cracker.
So that's 7.
That's all I got, right?
I'm pretty sure. The kid. The little kid.
No. The little kid was hot cop.
Oh, okay. So yeah, 7.
Younger version of Will. His name on the show is Will. That one I knew. That was it. So there's 7 of them, and then I guess crazy suicide lady makes 8?
Yeah, I guess. So I'm curious. Is it because they can sense all 8 of them, or is it because it's an 8th sense? Curious.
Oh, wait, no. No, she's not the 8th one. Did I say the bus guy?
No, there you go.
So that's the 8 of them.
Mm-hmm.
With crazy dead angel lady in the white dress and Saeed from Lost.
Saeed.
So it'll be for me for always. Doesn't matter what he's on. That's what he is.
I do that all the time. I watched a couple episodes of Game of Thrones this weekend, and Alexander Siddig is on Game of Thrones right now, which I know him from Star Trek. So every time he's on the screen, I'm like, Alexander Siddig, and no one probably knows your name but me.
But see, you're at least using his name. Nope, they are what their characters are for a lot of people.
Well, you know. I also love when I was sitting in the theater and I was reading Kamal Grew's autobiography, and I was working on a show at that point that had older actors in it, so like between the ages of 40 and 60. The oldest actress in the bunch goes, oh, she's on Orange is the New Black. And I was like, is that all you know her from?
Is that it?
Anyway, back to Sense8. So I agree. I like the concept. I think it's kind of interesting. I just don't know if I can't figure out. There was just something about it that made me not like it. And I don't know if it was, like I'm saying, I don't know if it was, there was just too much information in the first episode, or if it's, I don't know. I didn't have a problem with the way it was shot, really. I don't know. There was just something that made me go, nah. Even the second time around, I was like, well, I might try episode 2 just to see if I find out anything more. But if you're saying that you have like the guarantee that someone told you it's going to get better.
I was told by someone's opinion who's generally, I mean, they don't like all the stuff that I do, but the stuff they like, I tend to like, so.
Okay.
I feel like that's a good. I was told the first episode's not great. Second episode gets better.
First episode's not great, second episode gets better. Okay. I mean, I've done that before. I gave up on Orange is the New Black halfway through first season, like 6 episodes in.
And then look what happened.
And a friend of mine goes, no, trust me, the last 6 are the better ones, and it's true. So, yeah, okay. I'll try not to judge it too harshly.
But again, I really want to like the show because it's such a cool concept.
Yeah, I just feel like you don't have enough information. I do like the diversity of the characters a lot.
That is amazing.
Like, they're from all different walks of life. They're all different ages and genders. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's...
Not only ages and genders, but nationalities and... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they good on them for that. I just worry that sometimes these straight to Netflix series use certain things in a gratuitous manner that they don't need to.
Oh, so, you mean the boobs? The boobs, yeah, and sex.
They're
the boobs
just, and sex. Just like, just bear with me here. If it had not been there, would it have mattered?
The lesbian sex scene?
Yeah. Like, if it had not been there, would it have mattered? No. So why was it there? Because you could? I don't know. Because you could.
Well, that's my thing. Just to be fair, that's my opinion when it comes to all sex scenes, hetero or...
Yeah.
Non. That's one of the reasons Game of Thrones isn't so... I feel like there's one of my problems with Game of Thrones. I personally have never been able to get into the show. I've seen various episodes. But I was like, there's a lot of, like, tits and ass here, and there doesn't need to be.
Early on in Game of Thrones, yeah, it kind of teeters off.
Oh, I know. I've seen newer episodes. But even so, I'm just like, meh.
I'm not overly thrilled with the show right now, I'll be honest. I was five episodes behind, and I watched two more over the weekend while I was at work, and I'm kind of not really feeling it anymore.
I didn't see last week's episode. Again, I don't really watch the show, but the boy watches it, so I will be in the room, and he'll be like, watch this, this is really cool, or whatnot. Mm-hmm. The battle scene from not this past week, but the week before, that was epic.
Okay.
Even as someone who doesn't particularly like the show, that was just...
Good to know. But no, anyway, to go back to what we were just talking about, I agree with you on Game of Thrones. There was... For the most part, never any reason for it. And I have no problem with these kinds of things being in these kinds of things, as long as they're furthering my story. If they're not furthering my story and there is no need for it, why did you do it? Because you can.
I understand.
So, but there, I also, upon watching this a second time, like, the connection, they go from the two women to in bed together to the actor in his trailer.
Mm.
And he's aroused.
What was the knocking on that?
That's me tapping out my thought process. I do that sometimes. You can't usually hear it because I'm not doing it on a desk.
Gotcha.
That was me trying to find the word. He's aroused in his trailer. So maybe it was their way of showing, like, this, they're all connected this way, and that is being passed on to him for no reason.
Oh,
and he can't figure out why.
Get that?
Yeah, I got that connection the second time I was watching it. So, and then if you watch them all, like, the cop then when the girl is high is having a hard time focusing, and he's like all over the place.
Right.
So they kind of have a connection to each other, and then he sees her when he's standing in the church.
Right. I mean, I got their connection, and he was also hearing the music she was playing.
Right, and she could hear the police sirens from somewhere else.
Right, and so could Safecracker McGee.
Right. So
I don't know his actual name, so we're going with Safecracker
McGee. So maybe that was... But still, even if you hadn't used that particular sense, we would have understood it. So, anyway, I'm not going to overanalyze it. It's there.
Oh, but that makes so much more sense, though.
Yeah, doesn't it? So, because like,
why is he just randomly, like... And then the girl in the nun costume offering to give him a hand was a little like, okay.
Yeah, it was... When you texted that to me, I was like, what are you talking about? But, yeah, upon watching it a second time, I was like, oh, this makes a bit more sense now. Okay.
That's got to be really awkward, though. Can you imagine just walking around and then someone you're connected to has sex and all of a sudden you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but you don't know why. But anyway, so that's why that makes me also take a step back. And I've watched it twice now, and I got that. But how you didn't get it the first time, and I didn't get it the first time. So how many people watched the first episode of this and did not get that connection, and they move on to episode two? Like, there was just so much packed into this episode that makes it hard to follow a little bit.
Well, like I said, they're trying to get everything in.
Yeah. So maybe they were pitching it to Netflix, and that's why it is kind of reading like a pilot. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to use the word hate. I don't hate it. I was meh about it the first viewing. Now I'm a little curious, like curious enough to at least watch another episode.
Curiouser and curiouser.
Because it's interesting.
It's interesting.
And the sci-fi lover in me is digging it. Like, there's a science, there's a supernatural aspect to it. And of course, I agree with you when you texted me earlier and you're like, there need to be more hot cops in this show. There are only two. We need more. I agree.
We need more hot cops. That's terrible.
It is horrible.
That's terrible that that's my reaction. But at some point, the thing is, like, you gravitate to certain storylines just naturally.
Yeah.
And so, again, I feel like this was like me reading Game of Thrones, where they would switch to a storyline. I'd be like, ugh, not these people.
I felt that way. I still haven't finished it. I'm reading the second book in the Outlander series.
Mm.
And they spend an exorbitant amount of time in Paris in this book. And it just got to a point where I was like, oh my God, I can't anymore. And one of my friends was like, no, you just need to push through it so you can get to the next one. The next one's better. And I was like, if this is how season two of this show goes, I'm out.
I am out.
No, really. But we're not talking about Outlander. I'm not going to talk about the Outlander finale right now. I had some issues. Oh, some issues.
Of course you did. But what I was saying was there's so much information packed into it. And like when I was reading Game of Thrones, I would be like, yes, I'm really into this part of the book. And then it would get to a character I could care less about. Couldn't care less about. No, could care less. I was right.
You were right.
Could care less about. And I would have to get off the train, which is where I do most of my reading. And then I just wouldn't want to pick the book back up because I was like, oh, I don't care about Sansa.
Do you remember Walking Dead, not this past season? I think it was last season. No, whatever, it might have been more than that. I can't keep them straight anymore. Whatever season they were in Woodbury.
Mm-hmm.
That was the season that I was reviewing it for TV Geek.
Mm-hmm.
And those reviews got ridiculous because they would bounce back and forth from Woodbury to the prison, from Woodbury to the prison, from Woodbury to the prison. And you just, they got so annoying to follow. And it even got annoying to watch the show at that point because you're like, can we just stay in one place for a full episode, please?
Can we please?
That was kind of how, I think that's how this show will probably ultimately go. You're going to get your favorite character and then they're going to switch to the character you can't stand. And you're going to go, I don't care anymore. Go back.
I do not care.
I just can see that happening. So,
well, that was the thing. Like, it would get to, for, you know, obvious reasons, I really liked the cop storyline. I kind of liked, I know a lot of people that I've spoken to didn't like her storyline, but I kind of liked the Indian woman's story.
I'm curious about her story a bit, just because she's, if you look at the Asian ladies kind of, if you look at the mass of them, they're like law enforcement, criminal, DJ who does drugs, like, and then you've got
DJ who does drugs.
You've got this woman who is very, very deep in the Indian culture. She's obviously living. I think she's living in India. They speak English though, but not.
Yeah, but everybody on the show.
Yeah, everyone does. So even if she is in India and speaking their language, then she's going to speak English. But she's very deep in the Indian culture. She's this good girl who, you know, her parents were so excited when she went off to college and she didn't plan to find a husband, but now they're more worried about her getting married and blah, 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 and she doesn't love her husband. So why, you know, like she's, I don't want to say she's the purest of the characters, but she kind of is.
She is the purest.
Yeah. And then, but then you've got the Asian lady who is also, who is working at her it looks like to me it's her brother's company, or maybe it was their parents' company and the two of them inherited it.
Yeah, but I feel like they're partners, but she is not.
But she's a woman in whatever, I can't figure out which Asian country they're in, but she is a woman in that country, and they are, the amount of sexism that they deal with is ridiculous. So it's, that was a little bit of a through line in the show too that I noticed on the second viewing was the sexism.
Oh yeah.
So it's, they're getting the feminist aspect in there in all aspects. Cause even, the couple, the women, the couple, mm-hmm. when they were at, there's a, they go to a charity thing and there's a play going on, but they have, she's having a conversation with someone beforehand. I think it's at that point that they talk about it, about how women need to be more well represented. No, it's when they're at their Pride Day thing.
Yes.
They're talking about how women need to be more represented in whatever. And then you go to this, you know, the Indian girl whose father's just like, well, maybe you shouldn't go to work because the wedding's around the corner. And then you've got the Asian lady whose brother is the head of the company, and the other investors won't talk to her because she's a woman. So mm-hmm. the sexism and feminism is in there.
Right.
And I haven't looked into who the showrunners are, or who wrote it or whatever, but I'm curious now. Because that's important in our society right now. I mean, feminism and sexism in the workplace and other aspects of the world is a big topic of discussion right now.
Which is interesting because it's been going on for many, many years, and it just seems recently that people are like,
Yeah.
Now, I know feminism, blah, 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 the movement has been going on for years as well, but I just feel like very recently, and it could just be the types of things that I immerse myself in.
No, I honestly think it's the outcry of it on social media.
That too.
Because I feel like it's been a lot recently, like within the last months, not just the last like year or two.
Right.
Like the last 6-7 months, it has exploded. And there are these feminists who are getting up on their soapboxes, and you're going, stop it. You're making a bad name for all of us.
Like, you're making the rest of us look bad.
You're making the rest of us look like nutcases, and you're man bashing. Quit. That is not what feminism is about.
That is not how we do here.
So, no, but I agree with you. I think there's been a bit more of an outcry for it. But I mean, a lot of the things that have been going on for centuries are still going on with women. We're not equally paid in the workplace, and I encounter sexism on a daily basis, which is stupid because I work in the theater industry. Come on. Come on. You know what I
get? Which is stupid.
It just is. We work in an industry where, like, we have male fashion designers or male costume designers and female set designers. Like, it's no problem. Female lighting designers and all that. It shouldn't be there, but it is. Ageism is more the problem in the theater industry than sexism. Mm. Sexism is a bit more rampant in the film industry. Ageism is what?
I said ageism is a problem in all aspects of entertainment.
It's
especially
annoying.
If you're a female.
Yeah, it's even worse when you're a woman. And I encounter it a lot because I look like I'm in my early 20s, but I'm almost 30. So it's an instant judgment on me. Of, oh, well, you're fresh out of college, so you have no idea what's going on around here. Mm-mm. Try again.
Nope.
So, but I do, I get that in particular a lot. And even if I was, you know, what, 23, 24, and coming right out of college and walking into my first job at a theater company, how can you judge my skill level based on my age? Or my proficiency in anything? Just because I'm coming right out of college. Now, no, I might not have real-world experience, but I might know what I'm doing. So it's, yeah. But anyway, yes, sexism and feminism is a theme in this show, so, which is a good thing so far.
Thus far.
Thus far. One episode in is a good thing.
The one thing I didn't notice, and perhaps you picked up on this, the character who drives the bus and takes care of his mother and all of that.
Yes.
What was his connection to everyone? Like, I know the chicken ended up with the
Asian woman,
mm-hmm. but what did he experience? I don't know if they showed us anything.
I don't remember. I don't think they... there's something about his character that was lacking. And like, I feel like they fleshed out everyone else enough for me to remember them. Because even you said like the last one that we came up with was the bus driver. So they didn't really flesh him out enough for us to, I think, connect to him.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly. I think he's Haitian. It could be African, but I think he's Haitian. Just based on, I know that they do these, that in Haiti they have that bus thing, that
right
system, and the barter system is pretty high in that country. The only reason I know that is because my mom has been there on a couple of trips as a health worker. So I'm not pulling that out of my butt, I promise. But no, I couldn't figure out his connection either. When they showed us him, he was at his mother's bedside and holding her hand. Like, he went to touch her hand. And I think they went from the charity event and the girl reaching over to grab her girlfriend's hand or wife's hand, I don't remember. And then it was him sliding his hand into his mother's hand. So I don't know if it was really a hard connection like the rest of them. Like, it might have just been the touch. And he wouldn't have noticed it.
No, that's not good.
I don't know. I might be lying on that. I don't remember. I'm sorry.
If that is the case, that is not good.
Yeah.
So. We can do better than that, Sense8.
But it's interesting that I am curious if like if they were all in tune, if they would all appear in that church in Chicago where the lady died, where the lady killed herself. I don't know. So there are enough questions being asked that I am now curious. Upon my second viewing, I am now curious to watch a second episode. After the first viewing, I was like, no, I'm done. I'm out. I'm not even going to try. I'm going to break my rule.
I'm going to break my rule. But you are not now.
I'm not now.
So but we'll have to watch a couple more episodes and then check back in and discuss whether or not.
Yeah. Maybe we'll check back in. So, unfortunately, sorry, you guys, we've talked it out. It was a rather short podcast, but we will. We even have to bother getting a link up about Sense8? Yeah, we will.
I mean, we will.
Sometime tomorrow, you can find a blog post over at our blog. It's allgeektomeradio.com. You can go and follow us on Twitter, allgeek2me radio. We have a Tumblr, we have a Pinterest. Email us at itsallgeektomeradio@gmail.com if you have anything to put in about Sense8 or anything else.
I'm curious to hear other people's opinions.
I'm very curious to hear other people's opinions. Maybe we should watch more before we really put forth a great opinion. But what was your opinion about at least episode one, you guys? We're very curious to see what other people think. Go and find us on Facebook because we announce our giveaways on Facebook. We have one coming up this summer, we promise. And until next week, I'm Kate.
And I'm Em.
Have a great week in Geek.